WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. Your daily dose of wisdom and chill vibes brought to you by yours truly, Dylan Brooks. Today, we're diving into something that's changed my life, morning journaling. I ever wake up feeling like you're already behind. Like the day's got you on a tightrope walk before you even had your coffee. We've all been there. Well, trust me, a simple journaling routine can be a secret weapon for starting the day with laser focus and unshakable calm. Think of it as priming your brain, like hitting a refresh button on your mental software. Now, I know what you're thinking. Journaling? Sounds kinda woo-woo, right? But hear me out. This isn't some self-help mumbo-jumbo. We're talking about practical tools for clarity and control. By putting pen to paper or fingers to keyboard first thing in the morning, you're literally setting the tone for how you'll handle everything that comes your way. Think of it as training your mind like an athlete trains their body. You wouldn't expect a champion sprinter to just lace up and hit the track without warming up, right? Journaling is that warm-up for your mental game. So, what are the 5 key moves you can make with your morning journal? First up, gratitude. Yeah, I know it sounds cheesy, but seriously, taking a moment to appreciate the good stuff, even if it's as simple as a sunny sky or a good cup of coffee, can shift your entire perspective. It's like injecting positivity into your system before you even tackle that inbox overflowing with emails. Think of it this way. When you start your day focusing on what you already have, it creates space for more good things to come in. Next up, intention setting. What do you want to achieve today? What kind of impact do you want to make? Be specific. Don't just say be productive. Instead, write down. Complete that project proposal or have a meaningful conversation with my colleague. By setting clear intentions, you're basically creating a roadmap for your day, guiding your actions, and helping you stay focused on what truly matters. Now, let's talk about mind dump. This is where you get to unleash all the thoughts swirling around in your head, anxieties, worries, ideas, even that random song stuck in your head. Just get it all out. Think of it as a mental spring cleaning. By acknowledging those thoughts and getting them out of your system, you create space for clarity and calm. Fourthly, reflection. Take a moment to look back at yesterday. What went well? What could have gone better? What lessons did you learn? This isn't about beating yourself up, it's about gaining valuable insights and using them to make today even better. Think of it as leveling up your life, one day at a time. Finally, affirmations. End your journaling session on a high note with positive affirmations that resonate with you. Statements like I am capable, I am resilient, or I attract success can be incredibly powerful. They help rewire your brain for positivity and confidence, setting the stage for a successful day. Let me paint you a picture. You wake up feeling groggy, overwhelmed by the to-do list already forming in your mind. But then, before anything else, you grab that journal and spend 10 minutes doing this mindful mental reset. You write down 3 things you're grateful for, set your intention to ace the presentation, unload all those nagging worries, reflect on yesterday's wins, and finish with an affirmation that boosts your confidence. Suddenly, the day feels different, doesn't it? You're not just reacting, you're proactively shaping your experience. That's the magic of morning journaling. Remember, this isn't about becoming a self-improvement guru or writing a novel every day. It's about carving out a few precious minutes to connect with yourself and set the stage for a more intentional, fulfilling day. Start small, even 5 minutes can make a world of difference. And that's a wrap on today's episode. Remember, your mind is powerful, use it wisely. Take those key takeaways, put them into practice, and feel the difference. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on morning journaling in the comments below. What are your favorite prompts or strategies? Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay centered, stay strong, and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.